The Burt Show.
We have all been here before. You have a great first date, you spend 6 or 7 hours on it, and you're just waiting for the second date, waiting for the phone to ring so you can set up that second date, and it just doesn't happen. Well, when that happens to one of the Burt Show listeners, what they do is they call us up, and we call the guy on the air and ask him why there's been no second date. We call that second date update. Anna, give me your circumstance. What happened?
Well, I went to a Braves game. So, you know, I'm looking around, and I finally start talking to this guy named Mark. And, you know, he's pretty hot looking, and he seems like a really nice guy. And we talked for quite a while, and he gave me his phone number. So, you know, I waited a few days, and I guess about a week later, I just called him up to say hi. And, you know, we talked for quite some time. And at that point, he went again, you know, he went and asked me out. So about a week ago Saturday is when we finally decided to go out. And, you know, the Harvest?
Yeah, of course. Really nice restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Really nice.
He went all out for a first date.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Well, that's where he took me. So, you know, I was pretty impressed. And actually, when he showed up to pick me up, he had a flower in his hand. Actually, it was a yellow rose. It was really pretty.
Very nice. This is a nice first date right here.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. So, you know, we go to the Harvest, and we have this great dinner, you know, very, very romantic dinner. Obviously, the ambiance there is great. The food is wonderful. And, you know, we were talking. I felt like we were really clicking. And, he, in fact, he had, you know, made comments to that effect. And then he was telling me that he had this friend that was playing over in the band that was playing that night at Smith's Bar. So we go on over to Smith's, and we're listening to the band, and later on, his friend, it was the band member, said, oh, you know, everybody's going to go over to my house. So we decided to go over to his house, and some of the other band members were there, and, and some girls they knew, and that kind of thing. And
did you kiss him? Or did he kiss you?
No, it was a little bit more than that.
You slept with him, didn't you?
That'll speak volumes.
That's a yes.
That'll speak volumes for why he hasn't called back.
Well, so, you know, I get home at like 6 in the morning. So, you know, about 6 o'clock that night, he leaves me a message on my cell phone. And, you know, it's a great message. You know, Anna, just had a great time. Just wanted you to know that, you know, I'm really glad I met you. And, you know, definitely we need to do this again. The next day, after he left me the message, I went ahead and called him, you know, to acknowledge his call, thank him for the message, and, you know, just to kind of chat for a few minutes. And that's actually what we did. And, you know, as far as I knew, everything was cool. He was talking about us going out again. You know, he said, you know, I'll call you tomorrow, and, you know, we'll work on a time when we can get our schedules worked out.
And tomorrow never came.
No. So, you know, the other day I was running some errands, and I ran into the guy from the party, the one that was in the band.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, hey, have you seen Mark? And he says, yeah, I've seen him. And he, you know, acted a little funny. And I said, well, you know, I haven't heard from him. And he was talking about us going out again. And, you know, I just kind of wondered what was up. You know, I just hadn't seen or heard from him. So just kind of wondering what the deal was. And he said, so Mark hasn't called you? And I said, no. And I said, well, do you know why not? And he goes, you know why.
Do you know why?
Well, I don't think so.
All right, let me get him on the phone now. Hey, Mark?
Yes.
Hi, this is Bert and Lindsay and Melissa and Crash calling from Q100.
Okay.
And we're on the air right now, as Tracy's told you. And we have Anna on the phone with us also. Remember Anna from a couple weeks ago at the baseball game?
Anna. Good old Anna.
Anna from the baseball game. And
how could I forget Anna?
And Smith.
What's that?
Anna, you want to say hi?
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Anna. How you doing?
I'm good. I was wondering how you were.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm doing just fine. You don't have to worry about me.
Okay. Well, I just hadn't heard from you, so I just, you know, didn't know if you were sick or what.
No, no, I'm not sick, Anna. Anna, I'm fine. There, I think it. You should know why I haven't called you.
Yeah, that's actually why we're calling you, because Anna was a little curious on why you haven't called her, and she ran into one of your friends, and he said, you know why she hasn't called, and she really doesn't have any clue.
Right, what, the guy didn't say anything?
No.
He was... being a gentleman and not calling you on anything. You want to hash this out over the air, on the air?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Talking to you.
Be nice, Mark. Even if it's mean, be nice.
Okay. I can't believe that you want to do this over on the radio.
Why not? It's as good a place as any.
I guess because she can't get a call back from me anyway.
Well, I'll be honest. I haven't returned a calls. I haven't emails. Nothing. I haven't wanted to talk to you,
Mark.
Anna.
She's just looking for closure.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay. Are you sure, Anna?
Well, I just think when a guy says they're going to call you, mm-hmm. they should, and you know, or they need to have a pretty darn good reason why they haven't.
Right, so you're under the impression that if someone makes a promise, they should, if they say they're going to do something, that they should uphold that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy, that's, this is the big setup here, man. Yeah. Something ugly's coming.
That's completely valid, Anna. So, okay, fine. If this is the way you want to do it.
Go ahead, Mark.
One pretty simple reason why I haven't called you back, or why I don't want anything to do with you, Anna, you're married.
Well...
Anna, are you married?
Anna, are you married?
Well, yeah.
Oh,
oh.
Anna!
Oh.
Oops, yeah, that's right.
Who let the dogs out?
Now, are you separated or something?
Well, no, but it's not really...
Oh, Anna.
Oh. Anna.
There was...
That's not fair to do to Mark.
Well,
that's
I
not fair to
not
do to
really
your husband.
What you think. I mean, my husband...
Why would you call a radio station?
Yeah.
Put yourself under this kind of microscope.
Why would you want to do this on the air? I don't understand. Why would you do it in the first place, and why is this the venue where you want to work it out?
Well, you know, I really doubt that my husband's listening anyway.
That's not the point.
That makes it okay.
Well, I mean, he does. This is the deal. He has no time for me whatsoever. No time at all.
Oh,
he's either at work or on the computer.
Anna, I mean, have some respect for your child. If you have a son, you don't go out till 6 in the morning. You don't go to a party go to a bar until 6 in the morning if you have a child.
We have a sitter, and then my husband knows that sometimes I'm out with the girls and such. And so,
God,
you know, after the sitter, he takes care of my son.
Mark, how did you find out about her husband?
Well, as it turns out, when we were at, we had a big long night. We went to a party, and one of the guys at the party knew her husband.
Oh, for...
And had the, you know, he was a gentleman. He had the discretion to not say anything at the time, but it eventually got back to me that, yeah, this is this guy's wife.
Anna, have you done this before?
Yeah.
I think she has.
This can't be the first time. This can't be the first time.
No way.
Have you done this before?
I mean, you guys don't know that.
Yeah.
This can't be the first time.
Yeah, this isn't the first time, is it?
Come on now. Be honest.
I don't really feel the need to discuss that.
That means yes. Yeah. She's done it before.
Yes. And this just didn't just pop up. I mean, the reason that she's calling you going, I think a guy makes a promise, you call me back, that's almost just like she just wants you as a teddy bear. I mean, who cares that your husband isn't taking care of you and spending time with you? You just want to latch on to somebody as a security blanket. And you're married.
Do you see the hypocrisy here that you feel Anna disrespected? Because he hasn't called you back, do you think he may feel a little bit of that way also?
Well, I just think that you know, guys do it, so...
Oh, God.
Right, wait. Let me just say this one thing, Anna. You said when a guy makes a promise, he should call you back. How about when you promised to love him monogamously when you were under God, exchanging rings and vows? Wasn't that a promise?
Well,
you just broke a promise. Hello.
I did mean that then.
Yo, you meant it then, but not now. Goodbye.
And maybe Mark meant it then before he found out that you had a husband.
You know, yeah, she's just treating this as like it's just another way she spends her Saturday night. It's just, it's sad. It's disrespectful.
Well,
it's sad.
I deserve to have a life. Too. And since my husband doesn't
want to
be a part of my life, then maybe somebody else does.
God.
Do I have to stay here and listen to
this? No, Mark, you don't. Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
I'll let her live with this now.
All right, go ahead. See you, Mark.
All right, thanks.
All right, Anna, we're going to let you go. You, like, set us up. I mean, you did. You totally set us up. Because you didn't mention that in the interview. She goes, too.
The Burt Show.